Learn how to handle some medical emergencies and accidents in Spanish. Following that, you'll learn how to guide your patient to the office or hospital and how to set up appointments. Subsequently, we will learn about diagnosis and prescriptions. You'll then learn how to greet and get to know someone in Spanish and how to talk about the past. You'll learn how to discuss time, payment, and numbers. And finally, you'll learn how to give direct commands when the situation requires it. This way, you'll learn the most relevant concepts first and immediately start communicating in Spanish. To make the most of this course, please answer each question loud and clear and then listen to me repeat it. If you feel that you need more time to answer a question, you can take as much time as you need. Of course, you can also repeat any part of the course if you'd like to. And you can do as many or as few chapters as you'd like at any one time. However, you may find it most effective if you do about half an hour each day on consecutive days. Please don't worry about getting the accent right. Just try to say the words as you learn them. And now for the most important request. The course requires concentration, but it's also meant to be fun. You'll be guessing how to say things in Spanish, and when you get it right, you can justly be proud of yourself. However, it's perfectly normal to make mistakes along the way. Nobody gets